Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Married Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy. And we are totally married. With us is a special guest, his second time on the show, tattooer and VHS collector extraordinaire, Jeremy Youngman.
Woohoo!
Ooh, thank you both.
Back Woo-hoo! For the second time.
Yes.
We had to have you here.
We did, great. Because we are reviewing Final Destination 6 fresh out of the theater.
Yes.
Yeah, Final Destination Bloodlines. So what we're going to do is we're going to be spoiler free, and then we'll get into spoilers, and we'll let you know when we get into spoilers. So keep on watching. And also, we have merchandise in the Amazon wish list. Go to www.bloodymarypodcast.com. You can find all that cool stuff there. If you don't want to buy shit to support us, like, comment, share, subscribe.
Yep.
Send it to your grandma.
Yeah, send it to your grandma. Yes. She's going to love it.
All right. So just... Jeremy, we'll go with you. Like, in general, did you like it, not like it, or you think it sucked?
You know, it was good. If you're a fan of the franchise, then you'll appreciate where it comes from, everything that's happening. And I think that it's good. I liked it. And it's an easy rating review. We'll get into more specifics, but I think it's easy. It's, yeah, it was good. I liked it a lot.
What about you?
I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fun. Final Destination movies are always fun to me. So if you're a fan of the franchise too, I think you'll like it even more.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was entertaining as hell. I think it was fun. And if you're a fan of the franchise, you're definitely going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're just a casual horror fan, I think you'll have a good time.
Yeah.
All
right. The way around,
it had a
actually.
Lot of funny moments, like the funny lines. This is probably the funniest one.
That's one comment I had. I think it was funnier than I was expecting it to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Hitting too. And being good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm actually surprised that you like it as much, because you're a harsher critic on horror films.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. And you had lower expectations going into this one, right?
I did. Yes.
Yeah.
I did totally. And you know what? I mean, it's good, but you know, it isn't necessary to be in this franchise or anything. I guess it's the way that it was done. It's very nice that it's a part of it, I feel like, because it still had, at least me, on the edge of my seat being like, I know something's going to happen. Is it this? And they fool you and make it something else and do it so many times that there was one where I thought it was maybe four times, but I don't know. They hit everything on point and stayed true to the formula that if you like that, then it's going to be good.
Yeah,
I think.
I totally agree. I think it followed the formula and it gave you some new, fresh stuff without going too crazy. I think there's a lot of really fun kills in this one.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
And there was a, you know, we'll get into spoilers, but there was like some kind of character development with a certain character that I've been wanting for like this whole franchise. At least they gave me something.
Yes.
Which we'll get into later. But what's the one thing that worked for you guys the most in this? Like, what was like the best parts of this film for you without spoiling anything?
The kills and the levity.
Yes. Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah. It was a lot funnier.
It was a lot funnier than it had
any right to be, I think.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
There's one actor in there. He plays the brother. He's the tattooer. He was really funny.
He was.
His comedic timing was good. And I'll get into more stuff in spoilers, but what about you? What'd you like about it?
The thing, when it was good, it was really, really good, and gore and kills and just very visually pleasing. But
it
when it was not that, it was slow and dull and stupid. And that's where I do like it as a horror movie and a Final Destination movie, but I think it's the worst Final Destination movie as well, because everything else is just bam in your face, go, and this is drama, then the kills, then some talk, then the kills, and it was, you know. But I think that in a way, if you've never seen the franchise and you watch this one first, you'll be so happy with the rest of the franchise, because it's so much fast and more action after this one.
Interesting.
Right?
Okay.
Interesting. I don't know if I have the same viewpoint, but we'll get into that later. I agree that there were some slow moments with the drama in there that went on just a little too long.
Yeah.
That they could have been shortened. Mm-hmm. I do agree with that kind of. Like maybe you could have threw another kill in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But also I understand it as. It's like that fine line of because you need that stuff to build character to make you care for people, right?
Yeah. I didn't end up caring for anyone except the woman in the beginning who...
Right.
The woman.
Yeah.
I liked her a lot because...
Yeah.
Well, that's not a spoiler, but I'll talk about that later. But okay. Yeah, I like her.
So what didn't
I
work...
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, I like... There's something else too, but we can't talk about that.
What worked for me then... I think that this one, I think this one was the best looking one, actually, out of them. I think this one looked the best, was shot the best. It's been like 14 years since the last one. I do think it looked the best of all the Final Destinations for me. But the kills and the humor were a lot of fun. I liked the characters in this. They were funny. It's well acted. I know some of the other Final Destinations, you're like, oh my God, has this person ever taken an acting class in their life?
Right. And then you're like, can't wait for you to die.
But I would give the argument that in this one, across the board, the acting is at least more than passable.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what didn't work for me? Maybe what you said, Jeremy, like some of the slow points. Ending was a toss up, you know, right? Maybe for me, I feel like there could have been other ways to go about it. It seemed pretty quick, but I don't know. It was entertaining, right?
It was entertaining.
For a Final Destination film, I don't think you could ask for much more.
No.
Yeah. We did the Final Destination ranking a couple years ago, all three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And where would you put this in your ranking?
If we're for the franchise?
Yeah.
Well, the last one, the very bottom, you know, because again, it's as a horror movie as a whole, I think it's good, but it's for the franchise, it's too much slow and talking, and you know, come on, let's go.
You think it's slower than three? It's been a minute.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I think everyone is slower than, this is slower than every one of them.
Okay.
It's got to be because every other one jumps into it.
Yeah.
Even the first one with Alex.
Huh.
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
It's not the bottom because number three is the bottom for
it's
me.
It's not. Number three is the best one.
Gosh.
I don't care. I don't care.
Man.
I did not like that one. I'm pretty sure that was my least favorite.
It was mine too, anyway.
It was my favorite one.
Whatever.
We were like, what the fuck is wrong
I'll
with you?
I'll accept that I'm the minority and I enjoyed it.
I would say for me, it was bumped up a little. I think it's probably in the middle because I... did enjoy the kills quite a bit.
Yeah.
They made me very happy.
Yeah.
I did a lot of laughing.
Yeah, you did. You laughed a lot in the theater. I remember people beside you were laughing that you were laughing.
That's always good.
They got a kick out of you laughing at the kills.
And then it was funny and I really liked that part of it too. So for me it's up there above three for sure. I'm going to say it's probably nestled in the fourth spot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see that for sure.
Yeah.
I'm kinder on films, I think, especially after I get out of seeing them. I think this is probably, I don't know, we just got out of the theater too. We all haven't talked about this. It's probably number three for me.
Okay. Yeah.
Really?
It's probably my third favorite.
And what's your one and two again?
My number one is Final Destination 3.
Yeah.
Number two is Final Destination 2.
Okay.
And number three is now this one. And then four is the OG Final Destinations.
What?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm weird with this franchise. But again, this isn't one that I love. I think this one's just entertaining for me. I don't have stock in this franchise.
Yeah, I don't know. They should not do anymore. At least under this moniker.
I agree. Like, they should be done now.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, it's doing well in theaters. Oh, not for our spoilers. For you guys. It's doing well in theaters. It's making a lot of money.
So they're going to make another one.
All right, then. I like that, too, because I like the concept. It never gets old.
Yeah. Where would you guys rate it, then, out of 10 Bloody Marys?
In the world of horror movies,
yeah,
I'd give it at least a 7, but in the world of the, you know,
Final Destination.
Yep, a 5.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to give it an 8, because the kills, there's some really great ones.
Okay, an 8?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Where do you put it?
7.
7?
Yeah, 7.
It could be an 8, though, maybe.
Yeah.
Depending on the day.
It could be
8.
A 6. It could be an 8, depending on the day.
Six?
Even a 6?
No way! You're one of your 4 favorites, and it gets a 6?
Well, this franchise isn't the high horror bar for me.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, 7. 7, I think it's really well done. I don't even know who the director is, but... yeah, heck yeah. So I think we're going to get into spoilers now.
Yeah, spoilers.
So if you haven't watched Final Destination Bloodlines or Final Destination 6,
pause it. And run to the theater.
And come on back.
Come back and listen to us.
So spoilers, what do you got? What do you want to talk about?
You know, oh gosh. Okay, yeah. Well, the way that they tie in, you know, I don't even know what his name is, you know.
Tony Todd, JD.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, him.
William,
how they tie him
something,
Tony Todd
something. Into the franchise is great. That's perfect. That's why this is almost another good, almost end part of something, because that ties that piece in. You know, so that's why I say watch this one first. Then when you watch part one, you'll see him as a man, and it's freaking cool because you see him as a child. There's the freaking woo.
I didn't connect that. If you see this one first, then you would. You would like and understand Tony Todd's character
a lot more.
A lot more.
And all the action-packed fastness compared to that very first one that you see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, newbies, who? You lucky sons of guns.
Yeah. Well, yeah, my thing, too, is, like, I really like what they did with Tony Todd's character, because through the rest of these, he's just an enigma, right? He'll show up and say cryptic lines. He'll give warnings. He'll give advice cryptically. But in this one, you get a backstory, which I remember when we were talking about our Final Destination films, what we would like to see. One idea I had was, like, I'd like to see, like, a Tony Todd's character, like, backstory prequel. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't what... It's not what we got, but we saw him as a young kid. I'm like, oh, I bet that's Tony Todd's character.
Yep.
And then you get more stuff, and you get more stuff for him. And I think it was really, he must have knew, Tony Todd himself, he must have knew he was dying. He looked really thin. And like the lines he said were both for that film, and it felt like it was him saying goodbye to
horror
fans, right?
Yeah.
It felt like it. Did you guys feel that?
It did, because he was like, you know what? I've said all I need to say. I gotta go.
That's right.
Like, I'm just gonna enjoy the rest of my life and live it. And I think you're right. It was like a goodbye to the character, a goodbye to horror, because this was his last thing he did.
That's really crazy. That almost made me teary.
Oh,
yeah, it did.
I loved. Oh, so many of these kills were so great.
There were.
The garbage truck kill.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Where it smashes that chick's head.
Boom.
Yeah.
That was
Was
so
that your
great.
Favorite kill?
That was one of my favorite kills.
Yeah.
I really liked the MRI machine kill.
That was cool.
Yes.
That was very
all
cool.
Of them, actually.
They were all really... Great.
The MRI machine was cool, and it was funny because it was taking his piercings off.
Mm-hmm. He had a lot of piercings.
All of them. That's
came
right.
out of his nipples.
Yes.
Came out of his dick.
And that wouldn't be good.
So. Pop, pop, pop,
nope.
pop.
If that happened, would you be fucked?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good thing. Wouldn't be good at all. So some of these freaking kills in the movies really hit home.
Yeah, what
smell
was
good?
What was your favorite kill, Jeremy?
They were all good.
Yeah.
The garbage truck and the elevator and every single one of them. They even showed one kill twice. Did you notice the one that goes through the back of the head?
Yeah.
Because that was so good. So.
Yeah.
And, God, there was another real big one, but now I can't even think of it.
Yeah.
Well, the iris, like at the end, in the, her, in the end of the premonition, when she dies on the, when it goes through, like, straight through her face.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone just hitting the thing as they're going. Mm-hmm. I love this. It's really funny in films. I love when the piano killed the kid. The,
Oh, just say, yeah.
The kid's like, I made it. Yeah. You didn't, because you started the whole thing, you little fucker.
Because of a penny.
I think this one, none of the kills were bad, right? So that's a good thing.
I don't think.
Can we say that for, I mean, I'm trying to think back. Are all the kills good in like one and two? Or there's some that are like, eh.
I think the butt suck in three or four is pretty kind of lame.
the butt suck.
But I don't think there was a lame one in this one, was there?
No.
And every joke was good.
Yeah.
That's why when it was good, but when it was freaking slow, it was slow and stupid.
So basically the storyline of it is bloodlines, meaning this lady in the 50s had a premonition, saved hundreds of people.
Yes.
And then death was like, wow, damn it. And then started picking them off one by one. And that's where we get all the other movies because they're picking off the lines of the people that should never have been born.
Yeah.
And all circles back to the one lady, and now her family is like her granddaughter's dreaming of what happened to her.
Yep.
Or her premonition. And then she's like, I like her cabin. That's all like a fucking
Oh, yeah, it was fortified. It was like Jamie Lee Curtis's, an exaggerated one of from the recent Halloweens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better.
Yeah.
Better.
Way better.
Way better.
It looked like a. You were going to a horror house, right?
Yeah.
It looked like you're going to the Devil's Rejects house or a Texas Chainsaw house.
And really, it's just a crazy old lady trying to keep away from death.
Yeah.
And then she knew, like, when she walked out the door and she's like, all right, I guess I have to show you. Boom, right through her face.
Yep, that's right. That was horrible, but great.
It was so great. And all that family was going, the mom was like, I didn't want to make you worse. Or the dad was like, no more trauma. But I'm pretty sure that whole family has enough, like, her coming back isn't going to cause any more trauma than watching your grandma get fucking pile driver with a pole through her face.
Right.
And then your uncle eating the lawnmower.
They're all great.
It was great. It's good. It's good.
What I like what this didn't do, I like that it didn't fuck with the other movies, right?
It added them.
It did. Yeah. It like went, so like this is one through five, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this one just took that and it went further this way and further that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It went on those sides. So it didn't get in here and like change stuff around.
Just drawings of the past.
Yeah.
In a notebook.
So I like that. I thought that was really cool.
I also like the nods of, like, at the end of this movie, they get killed by logs from a logging truck.
Yes, that was the best. And there was another time they showed logs in the movie, but I can't remember
when. Yeah, when they were driving. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and everyone,
that's good.
If you've ever seen this, you all, like, go.
Yeah.
Because I've driven on roads where those are like, nope, a soft final destination too, goddammit.
Yeah. So this is just an interesting question for Jeremy, and I'm just curious about this. So there's a tattooer, and his tattoo shop.
Yeah.
And you've been in this industry for years. How realistic was his shop, his instruments, and what he was doing? On like if you were to rate the realism of the place and what he was using and doing, what would that be?
Wow.
Do you remember it at all?
Yeah, let's see. The realism of the place. Gosh. It was open. He had cleaning chemicals around, so that was good. I guess for the most part it was fitting, but I wasn't actually looking or paying attention to any of that.
Yeah.
You're waiting for him to die.
Okay,
the only thing that I can say is the tattoo he did on himself was stupid. And it was if you're a tattooer, he's really doing the dumbest thing on him, and it's just the word dad. And that's ridiculous. So that's the only thing I have to say about that scene. And if he didn't wear his hoop septum ring down, none of that would have happened. But he had to be a freaking flaunting bull. And,
That's awesome.
You look like an ass. See what happens.
That's cool. That's I liked all the set pieces. Like, I liked the design of the tattoo shop. I liked the neon lights.
Yeah, that's true. That was fitting. Yeah.
I liked, like, the crazy log cabin that's all fortified. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And The opening premonition, I think, was really cool.
The opening premonition like, was as far, really
how
cool.
How would you, like, what's your favorite opening premonition of all these movies?
Ooh. Whoa.
Like, I don't think we even got to that with our rankings. Like, because each one has an opening premonition, right? First one had the airplane.
Yeah. Right.
Second one had the freeway. Highway. Third one was the roller coaster. Fourth one was the racetrack. Fifth one was the retreat on the freeway.
Yep.
And this one was this make-believe. Huh.
It was like the Space Needle.
Yeah, Space Needle. Yeah.
It was like the Space Needle, basically.
Man. Ugh.
It's really hard. You know, I'd have to say that it's, even though I have like the first Final Destination a little lower than you guys, I do think that set piece or that opening premonition was really cool just because it like set the tone for the world. Like, we got to get off this plane. We got to get off.
Right.
This one is, I'm trying to think back, but this one seemed a little more intricate.
This one seemed way more intricate, and there was a lot more cool kills.
Longer, too.
And longer.
You want to speak?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, wait. Yeah, I thought,
Do it.
No, I don't know, actually. I'm still thinking, okay. Trying to figure out for grand opening good ones. The longest ones are usually the best. Gosh, so one I think was kind of actually a short one, wasn't it?
It was.
Two was longer. Three on a roller coaster is long. They're all so good.
Yeah.
This one though, they had the opening premonition, and then they had it again from like a different angle. And then I thought they even showed it a third time, maybe. I don't know for sure, but they showed it two different times, and they have never done that before.
Right, so, and also what they have never done before, it wasn't her. Actual premonition.
Yeah, how about that?
It was her grandma's. We've never seen, like, I was expecting it to be...
It's generational.
Be like the rest of the movies, where Iris wakes up and, like, and she's like, oh my God. And we do get that when she goes and talks to her grandma, but when the end of the premonition comes, it's a girl not in the 50s. It's her granddaughter. Mm-hmm. So we've never seen that before, which I thought was fun.
So this begs a question just in, like, the lore of Final Destination. So that would make that grandmother, Iris, the very first one to see a premonition of death in this franchise.
Yes.
That's... and that's crazy. So
she started it all.
Caused all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, damn, she caused a lot of heartache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also a lot of joy because people were born and had lives that they weren't supposed to have.
But at the end of this, everyone died. The whole family died, right?
Everyone always dies.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for like what?
Was that a question? Like we were talking about this in the car. Have they all died in these films? Even like if it's suggested.
Not in part two.
Yeah. She came back to life.
She and the cop.
And the cop.
But then at the end you see like.
But the boy does.
The
boy dies.
Which leads you to believe it's continuing.
I would believe that ended it. The boy ended it, right?
Okay.
And those two got away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it's a perfect.
Because they were the ones that beat it. You either kill someone or you die and come back to life.
Heck yeah.
1, 2, and 5, perfect circle.
Yeah.
Trilogy. But this was nice because this one did tie it in so well. So
yeah,
it did.
Yeah. So that's why I'm happy with it.
So we rated it already, right? We all gave it our scores.
What did the world? What has the world been saying?
Internet Movie Database gives it a 7.2, which is pretty high for horror.
Yeah.
Only 12,000 ratings so far, but. It seems to be doing well and getting good ratings. So we'll see what happens in like a few weeks.
What is your favorite funny moment in this?
Oh, geez.
Funny moment?
Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
There were just a lot of little fun ones. One that stuck out that was almost, it was when they were in the cabin with the grandmother and the light was like burning the rope and she like hit it away and said, "Not yet, fucker," or something like that. I see you. Stuff like that was good. I liked the brother, the tattoo guy. Just stuff he was saying was pretty funny, but I can't pinpoint a moment.
I think the moment when they were all like, when the girl died, and the mom was like, "I have to tell you something. You're not his actual biological." And he's like, "What? Who the fuck is it? Is that where he played catch with
is
me?"
That,
when
yeah,
I
is
was
that?
A kid?
Oh yeah, that's when you laugh the biggest. So I noticed that joke the most. So yeah, that would be the one.
Is
actually.
That why? It's like whatever his name was wanted to play catch with me. God.
Yep. Yeah,
yeah,
it was good. Everyone was good though. I mean, every quip was good. So when it was good, it was good. But when it was slow, I even dozed off at least two times.
Yeah.
I did.
I looked over.
We looked over.
I whispered to, I'm like, is he dead? Did he get Final Destination right here?
In the theater.
Ooh, I know.
We got to figure out how that happened.
Yeah. It was so, you know, you're in a dark theater. If it's slow, it's slow. And I don't.
Well, yeah. And the moments that you fell asleep was a lot of dialogue.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
you know, I understand that you do need stuff to build character, but they could have reined it in a little bit more.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, heck, if there's going to be another Final Destination, which I'm sure there will be because this is making money, where does the franchise go, do you think, and what do you want to see?
Nothing, because I've seen everything.
Yeah,
like, we talked about getting, you know, the Tony Todd backstory, kind of. We get
it's
that.
A final
so
time.
Why the fuck do we need another one?
And it was so many years later, so it was like, okay, we can do another one, you know, but if they continue, say, like, they get into production next year and they're like, all right, we're doing another one.
Ugh.
Is it going to suck?
Yes.
If they could do something like Evil Dead Rise,
yeah,
it could be good, maybe. Like, I put this Final Destination franchise with Evil Dead franchise and thinking that these new Evil Dead movies are... I think that this new Final Destination movie is as good as the last two Evil Dead movies.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. I mean, more prequel stuff, I guess. I don't know. But you're like, eh?
I'm done.
You don't need anymore. I was really when we had five, it was a perfect circle.
Yeah.
And it was like,
even
bam,
three of them.
Done. And then they were like, they're making another one. I'm like, what the fuck are we going to do now? You perfect circled that shit. Why are we getting more?
Okay, I want.
So now you're getting beginning and the bookend. I don't need any more.
This is what I want. I want a series and I want it to star Tony Todd's character, Young.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Going through, and then maybe you'll see like his story, and then you get like Final Destination 1 and like episode 4 or whatever, and then you say, oh, maybe it just adds more to it without destroying anything. Mm-hmm. Give me a series that stars JB. That's what I want. We're not going to get that. We're going to get another Final Destination with another group of people, another set piece, kills going. Mm-hmm. And then Devin Sawa is going to show up.
He needs to, even though they said he died in a newspaper in part 2.
A falling brick.
For this one, I was almost thinking that they were going to bring back a legacy character as the mom when the RV pulled up in the distance at the funeral and the door swung open. I almost thought like Allie Larder Winstead was going to walk out the door or something. Mm. I thought like it would have been a big reveal that their mom is actually from one of the other films, but we didn't get that.
No, just their bloodline.
Yeah, Drew, you dropped the ball.
Yes.
Anything else to say about Final Destination Bloodlines?
Do you think
people should go to the theater and see this, or do you think they should watch it at home?
Always go to the theater. It's always better that way, I think.
Theater.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think you'll enjoy it. If you like the series, you're going to enjoy it. If you just like horror movies, you'll enjoy it.
Heck
Everyone dies. It's great.
Well, Jeremy, do you have anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
Well, last time I was here, I said Poltergeist was my favorite horror movie, but it's my favorite from my childhood past. My favorite horror movie, I would have to say, is Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So
I
have to change that. And
that's a great
plug
one.
That. I was a tattooer at Spokane Super Tattoo. We ended up moving 3 doors down and rebranding as Strange Days Tattoo. So just 3 doors down with the same phone number, Spokane, Washington, 509-979-0554. Instagram, Facebook, Jeremy Youngman.
Yep.
And thank you for having me on again to talk about this franchise, because it's one of my favorite and best one that just doesn't change, has a good, perfect timeline. It's the best continuity.
Well, and it's a good bad, like, it's a bad guy you can't really, you can never beat, really.
That's
you can't beat.
Yeah.
And I hate Conjuring and The Nun and freaking Annabelle and Insidious and freaking any of those black phones and stuff, you know? And this is supernatural and I still love it because it's death. They don't make it all supernatural.
Right.
I don't know. I like it.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Well,
our Bloody Marys are dead.
He's a great tattooist. He tattoos
Thank
me,
you.
tattoos,
me
tattoos,
as well.
My whole family, brother, mom, dad.
Son, not yet.
Awesome.
James hasn't got one yet.
Awesome
He's
tattooer.
The only one.
We'll get him in there.
Yes.
All right. Bloody Marys are dead, and so are we.
All right. Bye-bye.
Where's God in these movies?